Hello and welcome back. We're going to talk about emerging businesses or e-commerce development, what is going to be the future of international trade, which is your chapter 12 in your books. Also coincidentally your last chapter. So let's see what you are going to learn today. Learning objectives: know about the ICT development that drives e-business, know about the various types of e-businesses which exist, and we'll also understand about the pros and cons about e-businesses. So let's go ahead. Now, our opening case which you have in your books talks about the Amazon owner or founder of how Amazon has done various investment throughout the years and how it is going to become a major player in India. Please do have a look at the case study, very interesting to know. So talking about ICT, which is information and communication technology as we know. Now, ICT development, which is driving e-businesses. Now, why it is important? Now, technology advancement has become one of the very, very important aspect in when you talk about the last 2 decades, where we have been seeing technology being changing every day. So basically, going forward, that's going to be a strategic weapon for beating a competition. Also, ongoing development in ICT as are the basic foundation basically of all businesses, all e-businesses which we see today. E-business is one of the strategies that have completely changed the way we think about business or we think about doing business. Now, we all have heard this term e-business various point of time. Now, the e-business term was coined by IBM, that was way back in 1996. So now what we are going to talk about is more about e-business and how it's going to take forward. Now, ICT as we is a broad terminology if you talk about, and it talks about various communication technologies. Some of the common things that we know is SMS services, which we know. There are digital cameras that we use, the internet, which is a revolution by itself, the your network system, which is your intranet system, your extranet systems, wireless connectivity or Wi-Fi as we're called, the VoIP, this voice over IP, your GPS, your GDS and or GIS systems, your various convergence for data, voice, media, and also not forgetting the digital radio. These are some of the terminologies which we come across daily when we talk about various methods of ICT. Now, India is on the route of becoming world's largest growing e-commerce market because the amount of development or amount of growth that this segment has taken place, that this segment has done in the last around 5 to 10 years is phenomenal. Also, we should not forget the major contributor also being the pandemic which was there, which has taught people to how to sit at home, to buy products at home, to do various activities at home, pay their bills sitting at home through the internet. So you know, India is on the route of becoming world's fastest growing e-commerce market. Now, according to a data by Statista, there is a rapid increase in internet users in India. In 2020, India had nearly 700 million internet users across the country, which is now projected to be over 974 million users by 2025. So you can see the amount of growth in the users that are going to be in India by 2025. Now, talking about e-business, we have different types of e-businesses which exist. If you see on the screen, there is B2B, which is business to business. We have B2C, which is business to consumer. We have C2C, which is consumer to consumer. We have C2B, which is business consumer to business. We have B2G, which is the government's role, which is the business to government. We have government interacting back from the G2B option. And then we have G2C, which is government to citizens. And then, of course, we have the very commonly known D2C or direct to consumer model. So let's understand what these models are all about. Talking about the first module, which is the business to business or B2B module. Now, in this, basically, the company is using the internet to conduct its transactions on day-to-day basis. And these transactions are basically done with another business partner. Like the common example what we have is a wholesaler. Earlier wholesaler is to buy the products from the company directly. Now the wholesaler is placing the order online on the company's website and the products are delivered to the wholesaler. Now business nature in this was always complex, but now with coming of this technology it has become much much easier for the wholesaler to just press some buttons, place an order and get a delivery of the order. Now this helps the company to generate revenue directly from sales. Now there is no other middlemen, there is no in between other people, and so the revenue is direct to the company. So this is a B2B module what you are talking about. Going further, we have a B2C module or business to consumer module, which is also one of the very popular models as of now, because in this the company sets up a website. And in this, the consumer, the final consumer, can go to the website and directly buy a particular product or place an order for a particular product. The consumer has an option to see the product on the website. The commonly sites which you can know is any of your e-commerce sites selling products to you, like Flipkart, Snapdeal, or Amazon for that matter. Now here you get an option to go as a consumer to see the product, to see the various details of the product, and then make a decision whether to buy. You also have an option to compare those products, and then you can choose what products you want to buy. Once the consumer has chosen the product, he can place an order, and the order gets delivered right at your residences. So that's a B2C, which is business to consumer model. Now this model is also very interesting, because it negates the use of a wholesaler or a retailer. So from the business, it comes directly to the consumer. Then we have a consumer to consumer model, in which a consumer sells a particular product to another consumer, or helps the consumer to make a decision. Now this basically is normally used to sell your property, your car, or you can also rent a room and so on. Now in this basically the other consumer has an option to buy the product of this consumer who has posted the particular advertisement or has listed his product what he wants to sell. Commonest example we can find is OLX or Quikr.com. Now in this, a consumer is allowed to post the particular product, list a particular price, put photographs, and on the other hand you find another consumer who is interested in buying similar product. You can search this product, see the products, interact with the first seller, and then they can make a decision to buy. And then they can decide about the terms also, that how the product is going to be delivered and so on. So that is a consumer to consumer model. Then we have a consumer to business model. Now this popularly if you see, there are websites like Policy Bazaar. There are other sites which also give you comparison of various loan options available, or various interest rates available, or various car loans available. Now this website basically will help a consumer to place approach a particular website showing this multiple business organization and list out what services he wants. The consumer has an option now here to place a budget for spending what he wants to spend on that particular product, and he will be later on approached by this e-business website or this business website or this business companies to make his decision or to sell a particular product to him. Then we have a B2G option, which is a business to government model. Now this, in such websites are basically used by government to trade or exchange information with various business organizations. Now these websites will be normally either government owned, or it will be accredited to the government. Now what it does, it basically provides a mechanism for businesses to submit various application forms to government and so on. Then we have a G2B option, which is a government to business, in which the government is trying to approach, communicate with the businesses. Now such websites basically support auctions, tenders, and application for various submission functionalities. Now you find government floating lot of tenders for various activities or various products that they want. Now this is the medium where the government can invite all the business owners to come to the website and place bids and so on. Now a B2G model, you have to understand, basically it's a non-commercial interaction between the local and the central central government and the commercial business sector, basically to provide business information and to advise on the e-businesses practices and so on. Now also, if you see this kind of business models, this may include lot of information about various government procurements. Commonly what we also now have the marketplace, which is there, which is started by the government. So electronic procurement through the government marketplace, electronic auctions. There's also modules where distant education is also available, e-learning processes is also available, and so on. Then we have a G2C or a government to citizen kind of module. Now basically this will be a more of an informative website to the citizen. Such website basically provide a lot of services also, like you can pay your property tax, you can register birth, death, marriage and so on. Now the government to citizen model, basically all electronic transactions conducted between the individuals and the public administration. Now there have been various this. Now recently also we had the during the pandemic we also had the registration options for elderly people for the vaccination. Now it is open to all again. Then we have direct to consumer or D2C. Now direct to consumer, also called as D2C or DTC as we refer it, is a popular marketing sort of marketing and advertising strategy in which the seller makes a direct appeal to the consumer. Now traditionally it was always that the manufacturer was approaching the consumer through a medium channel, but now in this the medium channel is not there, it is a direct appeal which the seller is making to the final consumer. Now in this case, basically traditional advertising methods are not used, like the television ads which were released, the public display boards or the radio ads, these all things are not used. Now basically DTC has been essentially in cutting the middleman, as I said, that there is no need for a middleman in this kind of model, where the consumer can directly get the services from the service provider. Now there are numerous organizations across different sectors basically who are adopting this D2C approach. Basically it is a technology driven approach which is delivering things on a day-to-day basis. Now emerging India's startups are increasingly following this sort of modules, because for them, for startup, it becomes very easy because the cost is minimum in the sense that they don't have to employ a lot of people, they don't have to use the middlemen. So overall they have a relief in the cost, or they have control over the cost part. Now D2C has also been seen as one of the major push factors for Indian e-commerce funding revivals. Now moving from those various types of modules which we have, let us understand the pros and cons of this e-business. So let's understand the pros first. Now talking about the pros, first of all, better customer service. Now it encourages customers to know more about the product. The information is readily available to the consumer with the few click of buttons. They can see the product actually in pictures or in videos, where there are demonstrations also given on the website. Payment has become easily, the payment module, online payments can be done easily, and the consumer by sitting at home can select a particular product and also receive the product at home. So that's one of the biggest advantages what the e-businesses are offering. It also establishes worldwide presence. Now many of the time, I remember a time when around 8 to 10 years back, when I wanted to buy a headphone from a particular company, but the company did not have its presence in India. So as usual, you approach your friends traveling to get the headphone for you. But even after waiting for a year, I couldn't particularly get that particular headphone. And it was only possible for me to get that headphone through an e-commerce website. So a person sitting in Singapore was selling me this product, and I could import this product or buy this product from him. And without hassle, I got the delivery of the product in India. So basically, if you see, a local business is getting a worldwide presence, which is made possible through e-business. Then reduction cost of transaction. Now the overall cost of that transaction will reduce because there is no need for a middleman which is involved. So overall cost of a transaction will automatically reduce through e-business. Reduction in overheads. Now to start a particular e-business, I don't need to particularly have a buy a shop in a particular locality or invest in the rent for that particular shop or anything. So overall, you can find that there is a reduction in overall cost of my operation. Better customer service, basically. Now, e-businesses are also, many companies are able to give better customer services to customer. There's a cut in cost from hiring personnel and retaining them also. Now, better customer service also, the customer can approach on the website. All the information is available for most of the time. They can also, with a few clicks, file his complaint also, and he can get the services also. Many of the utility bills which people used to find very, very troublesome to go and stand in the line in long queues and pay the utility bills. Now, these have become very, very easy manageable through e-businesses. Continuing with the advantages. Now, it undertakes cost-effective marketing and promotions. Now, there are a lot of options which are available on various marketing platforms like Facebook or Google, which offer you cost on per click basis. So you post your ad, and if there is a click on the particular advertisement, only then you need to pay. Now this has considerably reduced the cost of advertisement, because earlier what used to happen, if you're talking about a banner ad or say a TV ad, you did not know what target or what audience has particularly seen those ads, or which are the consumers which are going to see that and make a decision to actually buy the product. But you've already spent the money without knowing actually the results of it. But in this kind of particular model where there is a pay-per-click option, now in this only you have to pay for those clicks, only for the clicks that the consumer is making. So definitely it has brought down a lot of marketing cost and also the promotional cost which is involved in promoting the particular product. It also enables the organization to be more competitive, because your overall costing has come down, a better price can be offered to the consumer. It is helping also businesses to possess and maintain an upper hand over its rival in the market. Now you'll find many of the products which are sold in the normal market have higher price, but the product which is sold through the e-commerce website are sold at a much, much cheaper price. Now earlier there used to be a thought process or a belief that online businesses are selling only those products which are worn out or which are not in demand or which are outdated and so on. But now people have realized that is not the case. It is because that they are not incurring, their overall cost has come down because of the negation of the middleman and no less of advertisement, that they are able to sell these products at a much lower price. Now moving from the advantages, we'll talk about disadvantages. Now everything which has advantages will have some sort of disadvantages also. The primarily disadvantage being it is a capital intensive option. Now initially you have to spend a lot of money on your buying your computer systems, on training personnels, on updating your website, because you need to keep your websites updated on day-to-day basis. Only then you'll get some proper hit. You need to update the content, you need to update the products and so on. So basically ERPs and CRMs are basically ensuring optimal internal business processes, but then you need to invest in all these processes also. Second, it is technology intensive. Basically it is depending, the whole e-commerce is depending on the system, and systems need to be upgraded every now and then. You can't run the same system for a long period of time. They need a lot of upgradation, they need a lot of improvement in the overall structure, because they have to be online and they should be able to take the amount of hits which are going to be there with them. Now e-businesses get hampered due to basically the absence or malfunctioning of the related system. So you need to keep your business websites or your business e-commerce sites up to date and running without any malfunctioning or without any lags. Again, I spoke about system upgradation. There will be system upgradation needed every now and then, so that suddenly you don't find that a system has crashed because of the traffic which is there on your particular website. Also, there are concerns of safety. Now, there have been a lot of instances you will find that there have been cases of duping where people have been duped on this kind of e-commerce website. Also, there are pseudo website sites which are created, which are basically a replica of an existing website, which are targeted to take out some money from the people. Also, data security issue, which is a major concern, and because of the amount of cyber crimes that have been committed recently, it is a major issue. So basically, all websites collect data like email, your credit card, debit card. Now, how to protect this data from a hacker or from a person who wants to, or from malware which is entered into your system? Now, such information can be misused by anybody. Now, there are a lot of websites which also do sell a lot of data. So that is also another problem. So you'll find the website integrity also very important, because so many cyber crimes are happening, or cyber frauds are happening every now and then, that some people also doubt some of the websites. So you need to be also careful about this website. Understanding and tracking them also becomes important. And secondly, it is momentary intangible. Now, if you talk about a particular product, if you are used to buying clothes or anything which you use in a particular store, you can go and experience the product there itself. Like, there have been websites who have been trying to make the customer experience more enjoyable on the website. Like, you find Lenskart giving you options of a 3D trial on the website where you can actually see yourself wearing the particular frame. But then again, it is not giving you that actual effect which you would get rather when you visit an actual store. So that has to be still worked on. There have been companies who are trying a lot of things on this, like there has been zero questions return policy, and so things also have been started. Now, talking from the disadvantages, let's understand where India stands in the growth of e-businesses. Now, as we discussed earlier also, that India has made a phenomenal growth where internet users have been concerned, and e-business is also has been growing. Now, e-business has transformed basically the way business has been done in India also. And again, I'll repeat that is because of this COVID situation, the pandemic, which has been still in prevailing, many businesses have changed the way they used to function. Many consumers have also changed the way or pattern in which they used to buy product. You find many consumers have now gone online. They are buying products from the internet. They are able to see the products on the website, place orders and get orders delivered at their home. Whether it is your clothing, your shoes, or even your day-to-day needs. So there has been a considerable growth over the last decade or so. Now, according to IBF, Indian e-commerce market is expected to grow to USD 200 billion by 2026, which is now currently at the level of 38.5 billion. So if you can see, the growth which we are expecting is more than 4 times. Now, according to the data by Euromonitor and Credit Suisse, there is a scope for growth of e-commerce in India. Now, e-commerce in India was mostly dominated by, if you see, Flipkart or Amazon. Now, earlier we also had other websites also. Now, however, competition is expected to be there, and it will be more stringent with other players coming into picture. Like Reliance Industries also is getting into e-commerce websites. So e-commerce business is going to be more challenging in the future also, with lot of new players coming in. Now, the Indian e-commerce has good scope to grow in the coming years, as the sector offers good growth of prospects, with e-commerce penetration of around 7% in 2020 against 30% for China. The closing case what we have over here talks about a company called Habitat Health. Some of you must have heard about this company, of how they are trying to get into the market with a range of food products or food and beverages consumer which are of a healthy nature, which is manufactured or made with the concern of health in mind, and it would be basically a perfect product which can be used. Now the case study talks about how the company plans to promote the product through the e-commerce, and how in the coming times this company will also place the product and be also become a global player where their products are concerned. So please do read the case study for yourself to understand more about this company's plans. There would be also lot many companies, this is one such example. There would be many companies who want to bring lot of innovative products, who want to bring lot of new products in the market, which will going to benefit the consumer on the whole. So that is coming, happening, and you have to see and wait to see how these websites will come. So one of the major note I would like to tell you is e-commerce is the future where international business is concerned. So do get acquainted with how you do e-commerce business or e-trade business and get through in the international trade. Thank you and all the best.